Is it considered romantic to believe that love is blind? We're looking all month long at love lies we believe. If you believe your heart can always be trusted, or all you need is love, and that it's always the other person's issue when it comes to conflict in relationships, you may want to know what truth we've discovered on those beliefs and dig deeper into what God has to say when it comes to the love and the lies we often believe. Discover more at lifeword.org. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the phrase, love is blind. Is love blind, or is that a love lie we sometimes believe? Why do we say love is blind? I don't want to be blind to anything. I want to see what I need to see. Many, though, fall in love with the idea of falling in love. They become so consumed with what they want, they become blind to what is best, what is real, or what is true about a relationship. Love is blind when your heart falls for someone and suddenly the world only revolves around them. You're surrounded by hearts and butterflies, and they can do no wrong. Hearts become blinded by love. Now, my first thought with that goes to the first commandment where God said in Exodus 20 to have no other gods before me, meaning don't put any man or woman on a pedestal to worship where they do not belong. I call that infatuation, and believe me, reality will set in and reveal what is true. No one and no relationship is perfect or without flaws, and no man or woman is to be worshiped. God lays out what love looks like all throughout Scripture. No love should be blind in that it ignores what is true. Truth matters when it comes to love. Honesty and vulnerability give way to trust. In every relationship, we are to speak the truth in love. Paul explains this more in Ephesians 4:15. When we walk in truth and love, we model Christ, and that leads to beautiful relationships that have a foundation of honesty, grace, and love. Ephesians 4:2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. This was a verse that was on our fridge for years. To this day, it reminds me in my marriage to make humility, patience, and truth a priority. And expect the same from my husband. We bear with one another in love. That means we aren't blind to anything. We are brutally honest about everything. And our hearts, flaws, and lives are first surrendered to God and then surrendered to one another. Walking out love in this awareness and gentleness leads to so much peace and joy in our relationship and our home. That's the way God designed it. That's the truth. Don't be blinded by love. Be fully aware of what is true. Know you are first loved by God. And as you walk in that love, any other that comes your way, you'll see and know if it's worth pursuing. I'm Lori Klein.